When active cases of COVID-19 started creeping up in June, most newly infected people were under age 30 and experienced mild symptoms of the respiratory illness. Lubbock Health Authority Dr. Ron Cook was already worried about a different population.
And at some point, we're going to get it back into a vulnerable patient population, and that's what makes us the most nervous.
A month later, that's what happened.
We've had, a couple of nursing home outbreaks where we have seen infection among individuals that are residents of those facilities.
That's City of Lubbock Health Director Catherine Wells.
We are working very closely with those facilities to ensure that all of their residents are tested and that also employees are tested.
In April, almost half of Lubbock's COVID-19 cases and nearly all deaths were tied to nursing home facilities. Those outbreaks cleared up, and when the state mandated testing at long-term care centers earlier this summer, no other hotspots were found. Then last week, almost 70 people tested positive for COVID-19 across 3 nursing homes in Lubbock. That ticked up to 117 residents and employees on Tuesday. Since living centers are still locked down to visitors, it's likely the virus was brought in through workers. Cook says the highly contagious virus is easy to spread in nursing homes that often require close-up interaction between caregivers and residents.
We know that our loved ones that are in nursing homes are much more vulnerable. They just don't have the compensatory mechanisms to fight the fight that's required to win the battle with COVID.
Pete Gotsis has been worried for months that his 84-year-old mother, Frances, who has dementia and lives in a Lubbock care center, would get coronavirus. She was diagnosed last week.
I said she was doing good. She was in good spirits, and she ate this morning like, she never ate before.
Gotsis calls every day to check on his mom.
Man, I lose sleep over it. I'll be honest with you. She's got dementia 1 and this now. And you don't know what's wrong with you. You don't know what's happening to you. You don't understand. So, I can only imagine what she's going through. All we can do is ask the Lord to help her. Maybe things will get better.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.